Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
SS. 6:47 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Three big things.
Three.
Winter weather advisory for South Central Kansas. Snow, rain, and drizzle today.
Two.
Nationwide gas prices up 3 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks.
One.
Candidates are making their final impressions with the election just over a week away. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Just talked to one of our traffic trackers. He's been on the Kansas Turnpike this morning. He said the turnpike was very, very slippery.
Ooh.
Yeah, he was also on Kellogg this morning. He said just between downtown and East Wichita, he saw at least two slide-offs east and westbound there on Kellogg. So things are very slippery out there. Be extra careful today. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Cold with snow, drizzle, and rain today at a high of 27 degrees. Winter weather advisory through tonight. Less than an inch of accumulation expected, but we may get more than that. 50% chance for snow tonight, less than a half inch accumulation there. Overnight low 24. Tuesday, 60% chance for snow and sleet. Tomorrow's high 35 degrees. Now light snow and fog, 26 degrees. North wind gusting to 28 miles per hour. Wind chill is 14. Can a common drugstore product kill off the coronavirus?
This is House Call for Health. A new study suggesting that mouthwash may be able to help slow the spread of the coronavirus. Researchers from the Penn State College of Medicine found that mouthwash can inactivate human coronaviruses. Human volunteers weren't used. Researchers instead grew the viruses in human liver cells in the lab. And after the cells were immersed in mouthwash, researchers found that many cells inactivated greater than 99.9% of the virus after only 30 seconds of contact time. But before you stockpile Listerine, take the findings of a recent study with a grain of salt, at least until the results are replicated in a human clinical trial. And while mouthwash could theoretically reduce the viral load in the oral cavity and throat for a short period of time, the dental product cannot stop the virus from replicating in cells within the body. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
What is your biological age?
I don't know.
Dr. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning to provide timely medical
Dr. Don Grant, is that what you said?
Dr. Don.
Oh, I don't know if you hear this all the time or not, but I hear it. I don't feel my age. And from firsthand experience, I feel much younger than my chronological age. That's probably more of a generational thing. Perhaps I just had an image of somebody my age being out of shape and incapable of doing things that I still enjoy. Biological age testing is becoming broadly available, so we can learn more about how old we really may be. Well, several companies will use your DNA to help you determine how old you appear to be. They're getting a portrait of your physiological age. Now, it could be a valuable tool in financial planning when you think about it. When determining the right age to trigger Social Security or guaranteed income from an annuity, lifetime income, we're spinning the longevity roulette wheel. Now, should I wait till age 70 to collect for the greatest benefit, or should I file early because I may not live long enough to actually enjoy it for a very long time? If we have a good picture of our physiological age, we may have a better idea of our longevity. the testing and interpretation is still in the early stages. The technology is good, but obviously not a perfect indicator of how long you're going to live and how good that life will be. But the tests are getting better, and there will probably be a time in the near future where biological age testing will be a part of a life insurance exam. Is 66 or 67 the optimal full retirement age? Well, the Social Security system is in need of some retooling. Productivity of older workers has increased, as has longevity. The Centers for Disease Control has data that 100 years ago, 1920, the average life expectancy in the U.S. was 54 years old. In 1900, it was just 47. Now it's nearly 79 years old. These facts, along with the science-based estimation of future generations, could help Congress with legislation around retirement and health care benefits as far as the government is concerned. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Like the Wichita Emergency Accident Reporting Plan, ERP, is in effect now, Jad.
So ERP.
We got that going on. National Pumpkin Day.
Oh, boy.
Recognizes a favored autumn decoration and food. Not only do they make great fall decorations, but the pumpkin also completes a variety of tasty recipes. Join a pumpkin competition or visit any of the many fall festivals featuring the beautiful gourds.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Now, well, that's the one thing that I despise for some reason, and I'm probably going to get some hate mail on this one, is all this pumpkin spice flavored crap.
I don't.
You got milkshakes, and you know that there's no pumpkin in there. It's just they've brewed it up in a lab, you know, somehow to make it taste like it's whatever pumpkin. Now, pumpkin pie, my grandma's pumpkin chiffon pie.
Oh, how about it, Ted Woodward? Are you into pumpkin business? Are you a pumpkin pie guy?
No, it's one of my top five gourds.
All right. Hey, Ted, welcome back, buddy.
Thanks, Don Grant.
Yeah, glad to hear you sound chipper, your usual chipper self.
I'm all drugged up.
Yeah.
share some of that, will you, please?
He's all drugged up, so there you go.
So happy to have you back, buddy.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back on the air with you guys.
Yeah, even though we're talking about gourds.
Gourds, well, you got to talk about something, right?
Huh? Yeah, good point.
But it looks like the driving conditions are pretty ugly out there right now. You just drove in
I just drove in.
Yeah. Chad, what you got, Chad Chambers?
I'm hearing now about a massive traffic tie-up southbound I-135. This is pretty close to K-15 down there south.
Ooh.
They said as many as potentially 10 cars involved.
Wow. On K-15?
No. On I-135 southbound near K-15.
Gotcha. My son's going to go northbound there, I think. On K-15. That's always a zoo down there anyway.
Oh, man.
All right, so take it easy out there. Emergency accident reporting plan is in effect, and we'll keep you posted on the closings. Most of the schools are closed, really. I just put it.
Yeah, yeah,
most
closed anyway.
They've shut down. About 5:30, they all started coming in.
Yeah, they started closing.
So here we go. So
aren't they closed anyway?
Yeah, well,
kind of.
Well, even the online learning,
since
you're not going to have teacher in the classroom, you still can't even do that. So,
the kids can play video games all day now.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Are the teachers going to school to do their online teaching, or are they doing it from their homes?
I would imagine some of them are. Some of them aren't. I don't know.
Wow. Interesting.
But there are. I tell you, the Marshall Middle School is right in my block, and they have cars in the parking lot every day.
Okay.
So there are some administrative and teachers going on. All right. Thank you, Don. Ted, coming up here in the 7 o'clock hour this morning with Steve and Ted. We're going to take a look at the election into its final week. We'll look at that coming up. And all the news, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.